We live in a time where the worship of self is prominent, all about ourselves, our own interests, desires, happiness, all that stuff. Worship of self. Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. My life was changed in 2009, my friends. If this is my last broadcast or the first of many on the station, I don't often get heavy on faith, but I'm telling you right now, do not go another moment in this life and try to navigate through the waters in your own will. You give your life to him, you follow him and his will, it will all make sense. You'll have spiritual clarity like you've never had before. You will see what's going on. It's like the veil will be lifted from your eyes. And your purpose and your plan for your life. The book of Proverbs talks about follow the Lord. He'll make your path straight. Don't rely on your own understanding. But the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. No, no thanks. Not buying it. No thanks. I'm going to follow, you know, my own intuition. Good luck. But I will tell you, Jesus is not only Savior, he's Lord. He's calling his sons right now to step up. I have watched men, not in their own power, not in their own will, take back ground. They've walked away from marriages, walked away from relationships with their children, wreaked havoc in their lives. Addiction to drugs, I've watched their lives completely change. Reconcile their marriage, reconcile their relationships with their children. Kick their drug addiction or their gambling addiction or their porn addiction. Here's one for you. Served other people, thought of other people before themselves. You want to talk about freedom? Serve somebody that can never repay you. And I'm not talking about good works, but when you discover Jesus Christ and you have a relationship with him, I gave my life to him December the 17th, 2009. His life is all I have. My life is his. Here's one for you. Am I happy with my life? You know, do I strive to be, to really like my life? Why? My life is in his hands. I deny myself and live for him. Now, that doesn't mean you don't pursue excellence. You don't challenge yourself. None of that. There's so much confusion and lies around this stuff. Biggest lie is, you know, oh, religion. Ugh. Yeah, I agree. By the way, I know a lot of Christians. I honestly, self-identified Christians. I've met non-believing people that are more Christ-like than some of the Christians I've come in contact with. But falling in love with the Lord, having a relationship with him, he's alive. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he's moving right now. Things are changing dramatically in the spiritual realm, and there's a war going on. So what I can tell you is that Jesus is the answer to everything. Donald Trump is not the Savior. Joe Biden, I'll be careful with my thoughts on him. Christ is the only answer, not following some politician.